Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I'm not doing it for him.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not doing it. No. If I ever get him to Tina's on the West Side, then maybe I'll do it for him. I'm not doing it in a non-karaoke setting.
You need a couple drinks for that.
Yeah, exactly. It's still a little bit too early here. Kevin Stefanski joining us live in studio in the Serpentini Auto Group Studios, the head coach of your Cleveland Browns. The connection you have with Gino Auriemma, you spent some time at the Women's Final Four, correct?
Correct.
Okay, the connection you have with Gino Auriemma, I know there was an article in the paper.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Crazy. So Gino and my dad were born on the same day, same year, in the same city. So they played against each other growing up, high school basketball. So my dad has known Gino forever. And then we go down the shore. My family in the summertime goes down the shore. And my parents had a house in Avalon, New Jersey. I don't have it anymore, but I forget how old I was, but all of a sudden, Gino and his family bought the house next door. So for about 5 years, Gino was our neighbor down the shore, same on the beach, same around town. And he's a legend, living legend, obviously, and somebody that I have a ton of respect for. And actually just did not know you're going to ask me this, but I just put a box in the mail, some Browns gear for Gino heading to Storrs, Connecticut.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful.
So were you rooting for UConn when that bogus foul got called against Iowa? You said you were there on Friday.
I was there.
Terrible foul.
I told my kids, my daughter in particular, was really rooting hard for Caitlin Clark. Had number 22 written on her cheek and everything. I told her, do not tell anybody, but I'm rooting for UConn, okay? Keep this between us. And that foul at the end of the game, what was interesting about that, were you guys down there?
Yeah.
They don't show the replay inside because they don't want you yelling at the officials. It's the NCAA. So I couldn't tell if it was a good call, bad call. I had to get in the car and call my dad before I got some inside information.
So I saw it. Me and my son were yelling about it because he doesn't know. And I'm like, this is a terrible call. You got to swallow the. Do you believe in swallowing the whistle at that time? You're not going to get in trouble if you criticize a ref in another sport, are you? Like, that's not going to. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to get a call from Roger on that.
Good.
But, I think in that moment, God, I don't think you call it. I think you let it go. And listen, if UConn scores there, everyone's going to be screaming that was an illegal foul. I wanted to see what Paige Beckers was going to do in that moment. And But by the same token, I cannot fault the official in that. I would love for him or her not to call it, but I can't fault him.
Is that kind of like how in the Super Bowl, and I wonder if you talk to your coaching staff like this, and you've been in playoff games, they don't call holding in the Super Bowl. You play an entire season where we go over this and guys get nickel and dimed, and then the biggest game of the year, they swallow the whistle. Is that something you have to go over with your players, your coaching staff? Hey, bigger game, we understand. We might be able to get away with a little more.
There's a lot you talk about. We talk about each official crew that's coming in, what they call more often than others. We talk about when you're playing a primetime game, there's more cameras. So there's cameras typically along the goal line, so how you challenge changes, whether it's a 1 o'clock game or a primetime game, that will change for sure. You know, I tell the guys, we spend every Saturday morning, I tell them what color jersey the other opposing team's going to play so that our gloves match up, because you want every advantage you can get. So if your hands are inside and we got white gloves on and they have white jerseys, maybe it gives you a chance for the officials not to see it.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. The Keepers Foundation. I always say, like, the area has a way to get their hooks dug in people. And here you are with roots here. I mean, you're in year five as the head coach of the Browns, and now you have a new foundation out there, the Keepers Foundation. Tell everybody about this.
Yeah, just it's my family. We really want to do something in this community. This community has been incredible to us, and we want to, in any way we can, give back. And we've done, certainly we've been involved in different things, but we feel like we have a platform to do something. And we started this foundation, the Keepers Foundation. And the idea behind is we're basically, you know, we're our brother's keeper. We want to take care of kids where we can. So we're going to focus on disadvantaged youth, focus in the youth community where we can make a difference. And this is really year one for us getting it off the ground. We're going to have a couple events this June and hopefully raise some money for some good causes.
Yeah, June 6th, you have a flag football tournament. This is under the lights at Cleveland Browns Stadium for, obviously, boys and girls playing flag football, correct?
That's right.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Boys and girls, it's under the lights, and it's for a reason. There's nothing like playing football under the lights. I can tell you, our players love it. Sometimes we'll have a practice at night, and there's all this juice from just being outside, and the guys don't realize that it's going to be a 2.5-hour knock them, drag them out practice, but they're excited. And then anytime, as everybody knows, you go down into the stadium, you go down to our stadium under the lights, it's something special. So having a flag football event, which flag football is so important to the growth of our game, having an event down there where we can – get these kids involved, I think, is a big deal.
It's awesome. Just being able to show that you've been here long enough, you can plant your roots here, and then do something really good for the community. I think that means a lot to the people of Cleveland.
Yeah, and again, it goes back to the people of Cleveland, this community. You know, you mentioned roots. We're here. Our kids, you know, going to school here. We love it. The people that have been, you know, so gracious to us, we want to give back.
You also have, this is Tone's birthday, June 13th, night out with Kevin Stefanski by the lake. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about that at all?
Well, you guys are invited. Okay, I want both you guys down there. So it's really, this is the second part of our event. And what we're going to do, again, is just to raise some money. We want to go down by the lake, have some fun, food, drink, laugh. So we'll sell some tickets. There'll be a limited number of tickets. And we want to raise as much money as we can for the foundation, but it'll be really, the emphasis is on having fun down there. So I'll be down there with some of our friends around town, including you guys, and put on a show for some people and have some fun.
I always end up at an event on your birthday.
Well,
it's
right?
Always your birthday. Yeah. Yes. When you turned 40, that was a huge to-do, and I don't even know what you're turning now.
We get in a hotel
anymore.
Room?
I would probably assume separate hotel rooms.
No,
if you want
shared,
to.
We've shared a bed.
And I know you
before.
Snore, and I don't like it. He sleeps totally naked.
Okay.
And he snores, which is, you'd be surprised if you looked
you
at both of us.
You shared a bed with him?
No,
totally?
No. Oh. We shared. See, I was going to
Your
Ames
story's
Island.
Changing.
Well, because I got to tell you another part of the story that's off air. He won't use the bathroom in the hotel room. He goes down to the lobby, except when we were at the library at the University of Notre Dame. Then he decided to go do that. Anyway, if you looked at both of us, you would assume I'm the one who snores. He's the one who snores.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Congested. I can't explain
it. One of the greatest surprises ever. I mean, he was lushed up at the time. But yeah, we were on the road. We had to go to Iowa for an event. And so, yeah, I have shared a room with him, and I'd rather get a night's sleep.
I'll get you guys hotel rooms that night if you need them. And hey, we'll sing happy birthday to you. Lyman, okay?
This is perfect. Not just my birthday.
Well, it's Axel's birthday,
Kenny's
too, but
son.
He ain't coming. We'll celebrate his birthday another
day. Sing for Axel, too.
Nah, don't worry about him. He gets enough. Coach, can't thank you enough for the time. Really, all the best during the offseason. All the best for whatever off time you have. And obviously, we're looking forward to June 6th over at the stadium, and we're looking forward to June 13th over along the lake.
Yeah, keep your eyes out. We'll put some stuff on social media so we can get some information where you guys can buy tickets to that. But again, appreciate you guys having me in here.
Keepers Foundation, make sure you're paying attention to it. Coach, thank you very much. Head coach, your Cleveland Browns, Kevin Stefanski, 920, Mr. Cavalier, joining us on the show. I got to get people whooped up about the Cavs in this
Let's
game.
Let's go, Cavs. Let's go.
Coach said he was fired
1 o'clock,
up.
1 o'clock, I'm fired up.
It ain't my fault. I didn't do it.
Playoffs, baby.
We play a lot of songs on this show.
Yeah, it's a song show.
The big song show.
Yeah, a lot of ass and off.
There's
over
just a
here.
Lot of Michael
yeah.
Stanley.
Yeah, basically. That's how it works out. Coming in hot, 940 as well. 216-474-0092.
Do we want Coach listening to Coming in Hot?
I mean, I'm sure someone's played a clip for him here or there a time or two, so we'll find out. 940 coming in hot. Ken Carman, Tone Master General, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.